Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
On Wheels Now. Racing Radio. We're just race car drivers and race fans at a round table talking about racing. And I'm J.J. Nunn, and with me once again is our other host, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Getting chilly out, man.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to have to put the shorts away.
Thank God for that.
Now, easy. The ladies at my job don't say that. They wish I wore shorts all year long. So, but the weather is changing. But got to say, we had a great weekend down
nice
in Prague.
In the afternoon.
Yeah, 1 o'clock start racing time, and it was gorgeous again. Can't complain about the weather down there.
Nice and warm, but in the evening it got cold.
It got cold. I went home right away.
Yes, you did.
I went home. I was home by 5 o'clock, man, and washed the car.
I barely ate before 5.
Yeah, well, I was home, washed the car, and fed the cats, and it was great. It was a change of pace. I walked in the door. My wife said, "It's 6:30. What are you doing home?"
Not 6:30 in the morning, 6:30 in
yeah.
the evening.
Oh, we had one of those. No, we didn't have a 6:30 yet.
Yeah.
We've had a 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
5 o'clock in the morning, but another great weekend down in Pahrump. We took a break.
Yes, you or I didn't run our cars this past weekend.
Oh, we were able to watch.
Yes,
for a
change.
Yeah, and I had a lot of fun doing it too. Pre-race, post-race, during the race. What we're talking about is Pahrump Valley Speedway this past weekend. We were very fortunate to have Miss Kaylee Barker, 2013 Superstock champion, in Gary's car this weekend. We had her out here, last Wednesday, fitting her for the car?
Yep. Wednesday evening she was here. We fit her. We moved the seat up. We got her set in the car where she's comfortable.
Yep. I brought her in here and gave her a little driving school.
Uh-huh. Not that she needed it, but
she needed to find out where the lights were and the on and the off. And
a little different than pavement.
Yep. And one of the bigger things in which I wanted to ask, a lot of people don't know on dirt, or at least Pahrump Valley Speedway, is the blue and gold, what that blue and gold flag means. And I asked her, I says, you know what, the blue and gold flag? And she jumped, "Oh, you got to move out of the way." I was like, "No."
Yeah.
But she didn't know it. That's understandable. A lot of people don't know it down there. Or on dirt is that you hold your line, the leaders are coming. So if you're in the one groove or the one and a half groove or the two groove, whatever line you're in going into the turn or going into the straight, you stay there and let the leaders work around you. So she learned that. Didn't have to. We didn't see the blue and gold for her.
No.
And
I must say, she started second in her heat race, and for the first time ever on the dirt for her, she won her heat race.
She did a great job.
Yes, she did.
Did an absolute fantastic job.
Two things. Number one, never being on the dirt, and number two, never being in the car she drove.
Right.
So she did a damn good job.
She had experience one other time driving a bomber. We had discussed that with her super late and her charger. Her charger is 3,200 pounds.
Right.
And that's what approximately our cars are at 3,100, 3,200 pounds. But it's a little bit smaller than her super stock that she won the championship with, wheelbase-wise. And plus she's running twice the size tires, Hoosiers, and we're running stock tires, Cooper Cobras, street tires. So she adapted real well.
Oh, yes.
Real quick.
Yep.
Real quick.
And then in the main event, she led probably
what was it, about five laps?
I was going to say six or seven laps.
She led.
She
was out front.
Yeah.
Until Ryan Lane.
Lane caught her.
Caught her and took her on the outside.
It took him a while to catch her. She was holding her own.
Yep. She slipped up in two.
Hey.
She slipped up in two.
Welcome to dirt.
She was running the one and a half groove, and that buggy of yours got out from underneath there, and Ryan took advantage of that and went to the outside and acquired the lead. But
that's how I get all my leads. When they mess up in front of me, then I just pass them.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's not talent.
No,
it's the lack of talent
no
in front
talent.
Of you.
I have no talent, man.
So now you found out how I've been racing for so many years. Wait until they screw up.
Just hoping they screw up, yeah. No, Kaylee did a hell of a job driving that car. She did finish third. Arlie Daniels finished second.
Finished second, which
he came from deep in the field as well. And,
yes.
He marched up front, and I told Arlie after the race, if you would have had two more laps,
he would have had Ryan.
Yes.
Yep.
But don't
moving.
We all say that.
Yep.
If we had two more laps, we would have been set.
Well, by the time Arlie went around Kaylee,
Ryan already had
a straightaway lead.
Yeah, and
so
that was not an easy task for him.
So. Arlie had to hustle.
Yeah.
He's getting more and more comfortable with that car. He passed me up the past two races, and the car is capable of doing it. It's just a matter of time before he caught it. He had the seat time in there, and it's not like Arlie hasn't raced before. Arlie's got a lot of laps underneath his belt, including the bullring. So it was good to see him run as well as he did. Congratulations, of course, to Ryan for winning. Arlie second, and Kaylee finishing up third. So she had it. What I enjoy is the smiles when they go into the car. And the smile she had from ear to ear coming out of that car.
Bigger smile when she got out. Yep.
Coming out of that car.
And just shortly after the heat race, she was giving her mom a report. And part of the report was, I want a dirt car. That was after the heat race.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I want a dirt car?
I want a dirt car.
Christmas is coming. I want a dirt car.
I don't think she's going to leave the bull ring, but maybe she'll come out and play in the dirt a little bit.
Who knows?
So who knows what she's got? She's looking at the bigger, better things than what we do. Yep. So that's okay.
And not only Kaylee, but we also had our crew chief in my car this weekend.
First time in, I don't know,
12 years?
12, 13 years he's ran a car.
And this was the first time he was on dirt.
Yes, and we were talking about Tim Bell.
Yes.
And
Tinker.
I must say, the highlight of the weekend, we were standing there checking in.
Yeah, at the sign-in booth, paying our money.
Yes. And it was like a deer in headlights with his jaw hanging out. He was like, no, I'm not.
Like, yes, I handed him the book. You're driving tonight. He goes, no, I'm not. I said, yes, you are. I says, you worked on the car again and left parts underneath when you worked on it. I'm not driving it. You drive it.
Yes. And I think when we got there, he had a pack and a half of cigarettes. And when we left, he was like, I need to stop and get some cigarettes. So
on the way there, I bought him a pack.
Oh.
And extra, I says, he's going to be smoking today.
Oh, yes, he is.
But we got him in my helmet and fire suit and shoes and sent him on out there. I think it's to our advantage. I mean, it's something that we should have thought of beginning of the year, having Tim out there. Now he understands a little bit more. What we're talking about when he says, you're all over the track, JJ. I said, yeah, I'm trying to find a place where it goes.
Where you can get some grip.
Exactly. Exactly. So he had fun. He had a big grin on his face and did a great job. He finished up sixth. But he kept it off the wall and knew when to get out of it. The heat race was close.
A couple times.
I thought the Bomber Nation banner in turn two was going to get another black scar on it. But he did real well. He had a lot of fun, did real well. And, I texted him. I said, he texted me and says, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. I says, no problem. Anytime. I says, so now do you want to get the tuna boat ready? And he texted me back. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So
a little bit more time with him, and he, you know, he's a baby face. So you got to kind of help him along a little
bit. He understands, you know, stuff gets loose. We've had him working on the cars all year, and you know, you can nut and bolt the car from pavement every 2-3 races, but how important it is to go through the car every race.
Yes.
Because that track was rutty, it was rough, and he felt the banging and the shocks and everything. He got a
everything
good,
moving.
He
yeah.
got a good feel of what's going on out there, and I think that'll benefit us down the road.
Hopefully our cars will be a little more solid.
Oh, we better look at this. We better tighten this up.
Yes.
But can't complain. And Tim's given us great cars all year.
Yes, he has.
I mean, it's not the case that things broke that he fixed. Anything that he fixed was fixed. It's just been failures. That's all mechanical failures.
And as you said, he got a better picture of both sides of the fence now, being in the car and being out of the car. He's got a better picture of what's going on.
Now. He knows what slop is now.
Yes,
he knows what dry slick is now. So he knows what tacky is and why we scrape the wall trying to find it.
Yeah. And when we tell him that the car's not going anywhere, it's in a four-wheel slide, then he understands that now.
Oh, yeah, he did a couple four-wheel slides out there.
Yes, he did.
That's for sure. And when it doesn't turn, it doesn't turn. And the brakes don't help.
Brakes make it worse.
Yep. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, our brakes is getting off the gas. I mean, there are tracks where you can use them to set the car, but there's tracks that brakes are absolutely useless.
Yep.
You know, you got to get off the gas to get the car back underneath you. You're turning right to go left, and if it doesn't go left, and you're out there, hanging out there, you got to get out of it. Otherwise, you're going to kiss the wall. So, very good. That's the opening.
Again, I want to thank Kaylee Barker for coming out.
Yep.
And
Kaylee, Vicky, and Don.
Yep. And
yep.
Ron Barker having fun with us in the dirt. Thanks to Tim for everything he's done all year long. And he got to see what we do now.
So. We're good and relaxed for what's coming up this Sunday.
Yes.
So,
Sunday the 10th.
Yep. The day after the duel. We'll, you know what, why don't we take a break, talk a little bit more about that, what's coming up, and let's bring in our special guest, Mr. Dan Fitzgerald, after the break.
I like to prefer to call him Mr. 700.
That's a good number.
Yes.
Okay, let's take a break, and we'll be back with Dan Fitzgerald.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
I've got to get this car fixed soon. I can't just leave it in the driveway for too long. I just fixed my own car after getting part quotes from auto parts stores. I decided to go to Nevada Pick Apart.
Nevada Pick Apart? Where are they located?
Well, they have two locations. One's at 5100 North Lamb in North Las Vegas, or you can go down to 110 West Raleigh in Henderson.
That sounds convenient. What else do you know about getting your own parts?
Well, it's pretty convenient. You can go to www.nvpickapart.com or call 702-643-1776.
NVPICAPART.com?
That's correct. Or you can just call us 702-643-1776.
Pahrump Valley Speedway, where, I said, Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night, with mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more. There's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
And we're back. You're listening to On Wheels Now, another Tuesday night edition. Racers and race fans talking about racing. Racers Roundtable, that is. And right now, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dan Fitzgerald to On Wheels Now. Welcome, Dan. How are we doing?
Doing well. Thank you for having me tonight. I appreciate being here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure having you here. This is basically the first time you've been in a studio.
Definitely the first time in a studio.
You know, a couple phone-in interviews here and there, and, well, we're honored to have you for the first time in here. And something happened this weekend, Gary, that you want to bring up with Dan?
I think I'm a little more excited for Dan than Dan is excited for Dan. But for the listeners that don't know, Dan Fitzgerald has now got 700 starts in IMCA. What a hell of a record. And one of my questions for you was, do you got, with them 700 starts, do you, like, have 654 trophies?
No, I definitely don't. The start was much rougher than the glory years a couple of years ago, so I don't have a whole lot of trophies. Plus, I started giving them away because it's a lot to dust those trophies. So I started giving them away, and I found the kids enjoy them a lot more than I do anyway. I certainly wanted my first one, or I want special ones, but anymore, if I can make a kid happy on the fence and, you know, they get one handed to them, maybe I can give them that motivation to want one of their own. And
yeah.
See, Gary's getting there, but I don't have a dusting problem, unfortunately.
JJ and I, when one of us win, we prefer to give the kids toys. We
okay.
don't give them the trophy. But
we started that this year, yeah.
Yeah, and another thing, if none of the people out there know, you do give away all your trophies, which is great. But 700 IMCA starts.
I'm trying to figure this out. When was your first one?
My first one was way back in 1997. 1997.
So 16.
It was actually late 96 was my first race. My parents, I showed up to the racetrack. I was racing street stocks, and they just had bought a car from Jason Pike and said, surprise, you're going to race two divisions tonight. And I definitely wasn't ready for it and definitely didn't want to step into that race car that night.
This is I'm trying to figure this out. Now, this is 17 years of IMSA starts, okay? Now, I'm trying to – 10 starts a year is 170, right? You're the math teacher.
Hey, wait, we got two math people here.
20 starts a year is 340. So we're looking at like 38 starts a year?
Yeah,
for 17 years, did Did you figure that out? Or?
Yeah, there were some years where I was chasing points and I had 60 starts 2 years in a row.
Holy crap!
And
oh, man.
That was 2 years ago. You had won 3 championships, wasn't it, at 3 different tracks?
It's probably been longer than 3 years ago, but I was fortunate enough to win 3 different tracks a couple of times in my career, but chasing those points really had me all over the West Coast, up and down. There were times I'd get home at 5 in the morning, shower, and go to work.
Oh, my word.
So there were several years where I had starts in the 50s and 60s. Here lately, it's calmed down quite a bit to something a little more reasonable and manageable. But I'm hoping to get back to where I feel better when I'm doing 20 to 30 races a year. It just motivates me, keeps me going, keeps me on the right track.
Yeah, I think that was 08, if I'm not mistaken. 09, you ran our Demolition Derby car.
Yes.
Okay, I think it was 08, you won Mojave, Tonopah, and Pahrump. That was one of your years that you won three track championships.
I don't think I
was
never
it
won Tonopah.
Was it
Rattlesnake?
No, I don't really, off the top of my head, I don't really remember. I used to have a much better track of my accomplishments, but I don't anymore. I try just to concentrate on having the fun. But it was 08 was the year my father passed away, so I decided
07.
To. 06, I ran for the national 06. Title, missed it by a little bit, and then 08, my father passed away early, and I decided to make a run for the championship, and I think I won maybe Mojave and Death Valley that year.
Mojave, Death Valley, and Pahrump.
You know,
that's correct.
You bring up Death Valley, and that's where I got the pleasure to meet you, is at Death Valley Speedway.
Right.
I remember... And I've told you before, Jay, I remember I walked up, I shook his hand, and I told him I drive the little junky car over there. You drive this nice, beautiful, modified. And probably the third thing out of his mouth to me was, I'm never point racing again, Gary.
You know, it wasn't the first thing out of my mouth at that time.
Yeah, and like I said, it was probably the third thing out of his mouth. I'm never points racing again, Gary. And as you know, I've points raced in our division, and I can only imagine what it takes out of these IMCA guys to points race.
It's a lot.
It's difficult because for IMCA national points, they count your best 30 finishes, so... If you have a bad race, that adds to 31, and then you have 2 bad races, that means you have to have 32 so you can throw some away. So, and the tracks around here don't race every weekend as they do in the Midwest and during the week. So we really have to put on the miles. I think in 06 I put 32,000 miles.
32,000, that's 10
traveling.
Trips back and forth to New York. Holy crap.
But those were the best times. I look back at those memories real fondly. I really had a good time. I've met a lot of great people from all over, and it's really just some of the best times of my life are spent on the road.
On the road.
Yeah.
Gary and I found that out back in 09. We put on 8,000 some odd miles in 09. With Billy Grasser, and we were traveling with a crew anywhere from 15 to 20.
I don't care how bad of a night you have at the track, just the traveling out of town it makes up for anything you can do at the track. It's just fun traveling.
Yeah, and I found there for a while it was helpful if I didn't what I call grow roots at a racetrack. When you're there every week, you tend to get involved in the drama and the
politics
and the things that go on. Whereas if you just kind of come in, drop in for a race or two, and then the next weekend you're 600 miles away from that place, you don't really have to hear about it all. You don't have to worry about all of that.
It's 700 starts, man. That's like,
like I said,
17 years.
I'm more excited for him than he seems to be excited, man.
Well,
I just keep
thinking of all the money that I probably could have if I didn't spend all that time racing these cars. I'd probably have...
Yeah, but what else would you do with all your money besides buy new rims for your beautiful blue rims for your car.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else I would do, but, you know, it'd be nice to have more than 3 digits in my bank account every once in a while.
Sorry, you own a race car.
Yeah. Yeah. You're broke.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
JJ don't got to welcome you to racing. You know, man, for me, if I find 10 extra dollars in my banking account, I figure out what I can spend it on my car.
Yeah, so. Definitely. That's one stack of tear-offs or
yeah.
a couple of valve stems for that rim that got bent out. Something.
Yep. It adds up. What can I replace that I haven't replaced yet on
the car?
Half
a gallon of gas, something, anything, man.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, you got Mom still with you.
Definitely.
I mean, she just keeps that car immaculate. You go out there, thrash it with mud and dirt, and it doesn't even look like you even packed or went through a heat race when you come out.
It doesn't. She works off a lot of nervous energy, takes a lot of flack from people. There's always other crews who say, oh, when are you going to come do mine? And she catches a lot of flack for it, but I can't even thank my mom enough. She's always there. You can't make her stay home. She really wants to go. Even if we're up till 4 in the morning, she wants to be there so that she can support. And she does everything that she can, plus a little bit more. She probably weighs about 100 pounds, and every time I turn around, she's lifting tires or trying to get the generator out. Some of these things could take her down, but
like,
she's
Mom,
still
what
there.
Are you doing? What are you
exactly.
doing?
And, you know, I'm not very young, so she's not as young as she used to be either. So I just am constantly trying to keep her out of doing those things. But you're right, the car is spotless.
It's immaculate
whenever it goes out there. I've tried. I help and do what I can, but it just smears and there's mud all over. And there's something about a mom who knows how to clean. She can get the rust off of parts if she needed to.
Mom has it down to a science.
She really does. And, you know, I'm very fortunate to have raced with my family for a really long time. So they've supported me the entire time. My friend Blake helps me a lot now on the race car. And I, you know, my team has gotten smaller over the years. Just people have gone on and life goes on. People have families to take care of and all of that. So I wouldn't be able to do it without their support. And I'm really grateful for that. It's good memories that I have.
So let me ask, if Mom has been through 700 starts, she's put on,
she's been
in the back of that truck and driving that truck also, 600, 650, she's been there?
Probably more like 680. I can't think of very many races that she missed.
Wow.
There were times when I was chasing points or something and I had to leave and go on a Friday and maybe she wasn't there, but for the most part, she's there.
Even if she did miss the 20 that he's talking about.
Wow. Well, just, I mean, we'll keep it round, though. Say 700. Okay. That's 2,100 times from packing to heat to Maine that she's cleaned that car.
Well, there's probably a few more because there were some B veins in there.
Yeah.
And she has a claim to fame. She is retired undefeated crew chief because she went with me to Price, Utah. I think it was back in 2007, and my dad didn't go, and Blake didn't go, and there was no one who would go, so it was just me and my mom, and, of course, my dogs go with me all the
time.
And that night I won I struggled in the heat race, had to run the B main. I won the B main, came in, made some changes, went out for the A main, and won that too.
Wow.
And so she was my crew chief that night, and so she's retired. She said, I've retired, and she's an undefeated crew chief. She's retired as undefeated crew chief.
Wow, that's something. That's great. That's really, really a great story that you and your mom can share that. You know, I've lost my mom a long time ago. We used to go to the Trotters back in Long Island, and that was our Saturday night going out to play the Trotters, but that's absolutely fantastic, you know. cleaning that car over 2,000 times in 17 years.
You probably shouldn't remind her. She might not want to do it anymore.
Hey, Ma, I'd ask for a raise.
Yeah. My mom went to one demolition derby and said, I'll never be back to one of these damn things. It's too nervous.
Oh, I can't imagine. I've tried watching racing. I can't even watch races. If I'm at a track where there's races going on, I really have a hard time enjoying watching the race. I just can't do it. And I'll watch for a little bit, and then I just kind of have to go back and do something else, especially with the big races when there's a lot going on. I just have to go. So I can't imagine what they have to go through watching me race. And they talk about it all the time. Now, oh, this was so close, and you almost got nailed by this guy, and
yeah.
This happened, and you just barely missed so-and-so, or you scraped the wall. And a lot of times, as a driver, you have no idea that all that stuff's going on, because if it's not up to your shoulders, you pretty much don't see it.
And if it's
not in front of your eyes, you definitely don't see it. So they have a really tough job watching, definitely.
Well, we watched this weekend. I loved it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know. But watching, this is something, you know, a conversation I had questioned Gary on. Some of the cars down there, the coupes, they have passenger seats, the dirt coupes down there. And
yes.
I had asked Gary, I said, could you do that? I said, could you sit in a passenger seat? I would need a dummy steering wheel or brake or
something
gas or something. I mean, could you? Is that something you could do, is ride along with somebody in one of those coupes as a passenger? I mean, you
never.
Say you can't watch a race.
Never.
There's no way.
No way. I'd be climbing over bars trying to get to the steering wheel, because it wouldn't work for me. It wouldn't work. But there is a ride car, there was in Beatrice, Nebraska. I went back there, and they actually put someone in that car and put them out there with us hot lapping. And
really?
There were some big names out there hot lapping, and we're mixing it up with this car with someone in the passenger seat, and they obviously had a really good driver in the driver's side.
I would hope so.
Were you in the driver's side?
I was not in the driver's side.
Okay.
I could imagine that they probably wouldn't ask me to be there, but I was in one of the cars in the hot lap session, and we were mixing it up pretty good for a hot lap session, and here's this ride car right in the middle, some poor unsuspecting person in the passenger seat about to get a door donut on the passenger side. But in Fallon, when we were racing there, they did have passengers in their bombers.
Right.
And they did have a bar for them to hang on to. There was a bar. It would have to be a little more round if I was going to do it.
I don't know. I'd say I find not too many drivers that can relinquish it's a state of mind and state of control, especially, you know, it's one thing on pavement. We used to have passengers when the bombers started in 2001, 2002, but the coupes out there, you know, Donnie's built these cars, Donnie Berger built these cars with passenger seats. I just couldn't do that.
No.
I couldn't sit there. It's a control thing, I think we all have.
I think so. I think it would be difficult to relinquish that control, especially after you've been on the other side. You definitely don't want to be.
There's a big difference from having a steering wheel to yelling, turn, turn, turn.
And I think there's a big difference between scaring yourself and having yourself scared by someone else. I think I'd rather be in control of pooping my pants.
Pretty much.
I like to be in control of scaring myself instead of somebody else. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, or being able to say, this is going to hurt, and know it. I guess that's from the demolition derby days. All right, this is going to hurt. We're going to feel it, as opposed to, oh, crap, what'd you do that for?
Speaking of demolition derby, a few years ago we had Dan Fitzgerald drive one of our cars.
That's right. Yep.
For the first time ever.
Got dirt, got demo.
That's right.
Got lucky and won.
Lucky?
The Lord protected you. That is proof in that one right there. I had no idea what I was doing and somehow managed to come through the carnage and my last hit was going to be on JJ, and he pulled his flag just before I took out his right front or something.
He had no transmission left. The transmission was in 800 pieces.
I've seen what that wagon did, have done, and you were dead in my sights, and I was like, you know what? This party's over.
Well, there was a black wagon in that demolition derby that scared me half to death because I didn't see it until it was a flashing streak coming across the field at probably 100 miles an hour.
Yep.
And I saw the good underside of that car as it went over the top of me there for a little bit.
Yeah, that happens in demo derbies.
Yeah.
That also happens in modifieds every once in a while.
Even though we don't like to see it, it's still entertainment for the fans, that's for sure. But it's costly for us as we rip out a drivetrain and some springs and axle and all sorts of other stuff that we don't enjoy repairing. But you know what? I got some more questions, but let's take a quick break. We'll come back with Dan in a few minutes. You're listening to OnWheelsNow.com, and we're here in studio with Dan Fitzgerald. We'll be right back.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at OnWheelsNow.com.
I've got to get this car fixed soon. I can't just leave it in the driveway for too long.
I just fixed my own car. After getting part quotes from auto parts stores, I decided to go to Nevada Pick-A-Part.
Nevada Pick-A-Part? Where are they located?
Well, they have two locations. One's at 5100 North Lamb in North Las Vegas, or you can go down to 110 West Raleigh in Henderson.
That sounds convenient. What else do you know about getting your own parts?
Well, it's pretty convenient. You can go to www.nvpickapart.com or call 702-643-1776.
NVPICAPART.com?
That's correct. Or you can just call it 702-643-1776.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night with mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more. There's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
And we're back.
OnWheelsNow.com with myself, JJ, Gary Wyatt, and Mr. Dan Fitzgerald. While we were off the air, we were just talking about the Duel in the Desert coming up this Saturday. And Dan, you registered for that?
I am registered. I spent my money and I'm all signed up, ready to go. Just have a few more things to do to the car, change the gears and all of that last night, so I should be ready.
All right, great.
I hope you can call into the show and say that you got that $7,777 check.
I will retire on the spot.
Mom, guess what?
There may be relief in sight.
You might be out of duties here shortly.
JC Motorsports has a position open.
A car washer.
Come this Sunday.
Now, the duel starts tomorrow or Thursday?
There is a hot lap session tomorrow, two sessions of hot laps per group if you want to go out there and hot lap. And then Thursday is when they start with the actual heat races, B mains, and the A qualifiers towards Saturday's main event.
Yeah, Thursday, November 7th, you got the spectator gates open at 4 and racing begins at 5. 5 p.m., modified heat races start off. They're talking about 20 heats, rolling 20 heats out there right now, which is, as usual, huge. They're still coming in the car count, and the first IMSA modified preliminary feature is 25 laps, which will take place Thursday night. So we're looking at 4 days of racing, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And when do you roll out there? Are you getting out there tomorrow for hot laps on your car to test it? Or
no, I'll still be trying to put a few things together and get everything set. I have taken some personal days from school, so I'll be out there Thursday. So I'll start out there Thursday, get through tech, and hope I draw well and drive well at the same time. There's a lot of ducks that need to be in a row for you to do well at that race.
Well, I know one year they had out there, they had 240 cars out there. I wonder if they're going to eclipse that.
I had seen somewhere... I think it was on the Xsand website that there was 256 as of right now.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to be a lot of heats.
Yes, and probably at least 100 of those are phenomenal drivers from all over the place who...
I bet you they don't got 700 starts.
Well, David Murray probably has almost 700 wins.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But they're... just phenomenal race teams coming in for this event, and whenever you put up that kind of money, you're going to attract the best, and that's what we want to compete against, the best. Whether we win, lose, or draw, we want to go out there and compete against the best.
Well, they say this is the biggest modified race in the United States out here at Las Vegas. Last year, they brought in cars from 24 states and two Canadian provinces. So I'm pretty sure we're going to see that again. It's, I guess, Dan, you would call it the best of the best of the best.
Definitely. The names that are on the list are champions in any kind of racing you want to talk about. They're champions and people who have just excelled in their craft for a long time. So you're really going to, if you make the final field at this event, you've really done something.
Just that alone, getting into the A feature.
Just to transfer into a qualifying feature on a night or win a heat race or something is quite the accomplishment in an event like that.
Do you know of anybody else, any of our other locals coming out of Vegas or Promp or Nevada, for that fact, that are coming in for this race?
Pretty much anyone that you can think of is going to be there. I saw Jason Pike on the entry list, John Jensen. I saw some guys from Mojave Valley, Jeff Shepard, McIntoshes are coming, Steve Simpson is coming. I have a lot of friends in northern Nevada that they're coming down. So Nevada will be well represented, as
wow.
Will Arizona, Utah,
that's
among
great.
Other states.
That's great. Well, we're looking forward to that. And the next question, are you going to be able to make the day after the duel down in Pahrump? Do you plan on making that?
There will probably be a lot of rough-looking cars at the day after the duel, but I imagine there will be some. The 87N will be there, provided it still rolls on its own, because I seriously doubt I could Flintstone it around there fast enough to stay out of the way.
So you have plans. If you get out of Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, then you have plans of coming on down.
Certainly. It's really nice that Chad is been able to latch on to the day after the duel and try to get something going for Pahrump Valley Speedway, because, you know, they work really hard up there, and they're trying to bring in some cars for the fans to see. And I would say they probably about 10, 11 years ago, they tried something. It wasn't with Chad, obviously, but they tried something, and they had Johnny the Jet and a few others that made their way up there, and that was when the Duel didn't quite have the car count that it has now. So I'm thinking you'll see a very decent car count up there.
Well, that's Sunday.
Yes. Yeah, but I got a he had just said that if he wins the Duel, he's going to retire, so he won't be there Sunday. He'll be watching Sunday.
I think you're dreaming there, Gary.
Well, we can hope. We wish.
True.
We hope. You never know.
I'm a little more of a realist. I know at this point in my career, I'll be fortunate to make a qualifying main on a night and just run top 10, 15 in one of those and just have a good time. I'm not putting a lot of pressure on myself because I've made this event miserable for myself in years past because it's the only time of year where a lot of my friends and people I work with get to come out and watch, and I feel like I have to do well.
Oh,
and
pressure.
Pressure is a privilege, but it's no fun either. So.
Yeah, we've felt that. Yeah. I mean, even in I think every – that was a subject that was brought up also. I forgot who it was. Maybe it was Arlie. But that's something that we've all felt as drivers. All of a sudden, family shows up, okay, and you end up falling flat on your face or something breaks. It's just that little extra butterflies.
Yeah, a couple more butterflies.
A couple more butterflies. You know, if I'm not, I don't know about you, but if I'm not nervous getting in the race car, then there's something wrong and I don't need to get in it, I feel. You know, just putting on the helmet and, you know, climbing it and strapping down. There's something that's going on. The excitement, the adrenaline's building. I think if I don't feel that, it's time to get out.
and I was told that once by someone that I look up to. They had said, if you're still nervous getting in the car, that means you still care what's going on. And once you're no longer nervous, it's because you have lost that desire. You're not really into it anymore. And I must say, I am nervous. I'm still nervous after all these years.
After 700 starts, you're still nervous.
Exactly.
Well, I have to say, when you're out there on the track, wherever you are, Dan, preferably I watch you in Pahrump. I love watching you. Your patience is phenomenal. I always enjoy, you know, starting in the back and waiting. Okay. I learned early on, probably about 2 years ago, where you don't win the race on the first lap, you know. But I got to say earlier than that, watching you strategically take your time, just work your way around cars is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. I've learned to have patience just by watching, okay, fine, figure out the track, see what's going on. You don't know what's going to happen in the first turn. Cars bunch up. I see you sit back, you know, and you watch and you wait, and then you just strategically take them off one by one. I've always enjoyed watching you race.
And it's part of IMCA. They do the point average invert, and so I'm used to starting 10th, 11th, 12th, or further back in a race, and I learned the hard way. I was, my first couple of years on the dirt, I was on the tow truck before the halfway flags came out a lot of times. And my dad told me, you're going to have to learn how to finish some of these if you ever want to win some of them. So I worked on it, and it's a fine line between being patient and being left behind. And
you want to go.
Well, you really do.
You want to go.
And for our class, most of the problem is everybody thinks they're going to win that race on the first lap when that green flag drops. That's how we all get beat up in our class, and I'm sure it's no different for your class.
Yeah, and there's times when, you know, it's other people that are doing it, and then there's times when you're the one who made the mistake and stuck it in there when you thought the door was open and it closed. It's just really tough. Our sport is really tough. You've got so many different people out there, different setups, different driving styles, and we're all human. So when we get out there, we're bound to make a mistake or two. So.
Oh, yeah, been there, done that. There's no doubt about that, as you take a look at the 33. But
that he's drove all year.
Hey, I inherited some of those. People hit me. See, they don't. People hit me, the dents go in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm feeling it on that one.
Come on, trying to get a little support.
Definitely,
going here,
stick
right?
with that. It sounds like it's working.
I don't know. I might not have a ride after this year, but she's still running. That's for sure. Well, Dan, you know, 700 starts. Now, this will be hopefully the day after the duel, 701, and back to Pahrump for 702. Possibly.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully we'll make it through and everything will be fine. And just hope it's a safe race for everybody and we all have a good time.
Yeah. Now, you still got Blake wrenching on your car. That's.
Yeah, he's had some surgeries. He had a bout with cancer, kidney cancer, and then turned out to be a hernia later on. So he ended up having surgery not too long ago. So he helps out when he can. My mom helps out when she can.
We've been through that washing stage.
it's been a difficult transition, you know, since my father passed away and with things changing in the team and all that. There's been a lot that has changed. So I've definitely taken on. I'm not a mechanic by any means. I can certainly do my best, but I've learned a lot over the last few years and learned how to manage my time a little bit better. Can't say that I haven't been frustrated a time or two.
That's racing. We all get frustrated.
Those
more than often.
Sounds you hear coming out of my garage, they're not me. They're my inner demons coming out. But
that's great. We can identify with those sounds. We know what those sounds sound like.
Those wrenches just don't cooperate.
No, that one bolt don't cooperate.
This last weekend, it was that one transmission that wouldn't go in the other way. So yes. I ended up having to pull the motor to put the trans in and then put the motor back in. So.
Oh,
somebody
likes
it's just easier to go the long way home instead of the shortcut.
It is. I feel like I went to California via New York. It took me all a long time and many words that I probably should not have said.
Hey, now you're a racer. You are allowed to say them.
This is a new car you have, or?
It is. Jared Busick built the car, and I picked it up in July and tried the new crate motor combination. We had some problems with that.
Right. I remember remember talking to you, you know, midway through the season. And
we ended up having to send that back to get it repaired, so I went back to open motor. And then blew a motor at Mojave in wheel packing or hot lapping of all places. So then we went back to the crate motor this last weekend in Pahrump. And it's definitely a change. The crate motor is going to be a little different for me. It is down on horsepower noticeably. The bottom of my right foot is a little bruised from pushing on the gas pedal, hoping there was a little bit more there somewhere on Saturday. But it'll work out. I'll just have to keep at it and maybe change my setup or my driving style a little bit to suit the needs of the new combination.
Yeah, underneath the floor gas pedal, there's dents. It's not going any further.
Yeah, I didn't think it was getting full throttle, but apparently it is.
Shorten the cable.
Yeah. Find something. Find another.
I mean, sometimes,
go button.
Sometimes they think, you know, did they lengthen the cable on me? Or I don't think the car's opening enough here.
Am I riding the brake? What's happening here?
We're not going. Who installed the emergency brake on this? Yes. I thought we'd cut that out. But, all right, that's good. How many races you got on this new car? Are you comfortable with it, obviously? You know, it's just a matter of, you know, an open motor or a crate motor that you're trying to get used to.
Yeah, the car is good. I think I just need to get that consistency back to where I'm in the car every weekend or every other weekend so that I can get my timing back. I think the car is probably better than me at this point. I made a few mistakes in the race on Saturday and kind of almost cost myself there once, spinning out in turn four. But I think the car is good. I just think I need to work on myself a little bit better and figure out what the car needs and what I need from the car so that I can do a little bit better.
More seat time.
I think so. Yeah. Every car is different. You may have the same setup in two different cars, and it just is totally different in one car
opposite
compared to the other. So I'll just keep working at it and try something. And the worst part about trying things, especially at a race like the Duel in the Desert, is you can look really, really good, or you can look really, really bad. And I don't really want to be on that second part of that spectrum.
Felt that a couple times myself, where it's this is going to work, or it's not going to work.
And it's really tough to try, because you want to go out there and do the best you can. You want to be competitive, and you try something that you don't know if it's really going to work or not, and then you get out there and realize, wow, this is definitely not what I wanted to have happen. And so it's just like living a bad dream for those 10 or 400 laps that it seems like sometimes.
Well, we've tried things, through the air. I can't complain. I would say 9 out of 10 of them worked, thanks to Gary and Tim, myself. We're going to wrap up here. Dan, is sponsors, friends, family that you want to thank out there right now?
Well, definitely my mom and Blake. They help me out. They go to the races with me all the time.
And your dogs.
My dogs. Thanks. They've probably been to more races than a lot of my competitors have. They've definitely been to more tracks than a lot of my competitors have, which is nice to have them, because they don't
care. They've walked their territory throughout the United States.
Yeah. And
I had a question for you. I had seen somewhere that you had wrote that you had went to every dirt track in Nevada.
I have raced at every dirt track in Nevada, whether they're opened or closed, I have. And I've actually raced on LVMS. They had a third mile way back inside the half mile. And I raced on the third mile. I raced on the half mile. And I've raced at all the tracks in northern Nevada. Tonopah was my last one. So,
wow.
And there was a track in Hawthorne that's now closed.
Hawthorne, yes.
And then there's a track at Death Valley that is now closed.
Right.
But I've raced at all the tracks in Nevada.
We got a caller over here. I don't know who it is, but hold on.
No, we're going to try and bring on a caller.
Yep, there we go.
Hello. Hello,
hi,
you out there?
Hi, Jason, Dan, it's Kaylee.
Oh, Kaylee.
Hey, Kaylee.
All right, Kaylee.
How are
we doing,
you guys?
Girl? You still smiling?
Yes.
So we want a bomber now, huh?
Yeah. Mom wants to get me one and build me one for the dirt now. I just wanted to call in and say thank you for everything on Saturday, and congrats to Dan for his 700th start, and I'll look forward to seeing him on Saturday.
Oh, well, thanks. You did a great job in that car, hanging on the bottom, hanging top.
Thank you.
Good. Good job.
Thank you.
Yep, we appreciate you coming out, Kaylee. It was great. It was an honor to have you in Gary's car, and hopefully we'll see you out there again soon, want to wish you the best of luck for the 2014 season.
Thank you very much.
All right, girl, very good. We're proud of you, and I know Dad had fun, and Mom had a blast. She was in the pits. She usually ends up in the stands, I heard, up at the bull ring. But we were real excited to have you, and once again, you did a fantastic job, girl. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kaylee Barker from KayleeBarker.com, Crazy Bug. And to get back to you, Dan, real quick, anybody else you'd like to thank?
Jerry's Extreme Machine, Fat Chassis, Isley Motorsports, they're my sponsors from Iowa, and then O'Hanley's 9-inch rear end. Jim always has the gears for me that I need to travel and race at all these different tracks. It seems like they're all different sizes. So you need a 583 at one, a 60 at another, a 633 at another, 486 out here. So
I'm confused.
Well, you race in fourth gear.
Oh, that's easy. Can I just put it in one gear and go?
Yeah, just put it in that gear and keep going.
All right. Very good. Dan? Thanks a lot for coming in. We wish you the best of luck this weekend at the Duel in the Desert. And thank your mom for everything she does today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and best of luck to everybody competing at the Duel this weekend. I hope you enjoy.
All right, great.
Thanks for coming in, Dan.
We'll see everybody else Sunday, the day after the Duel, down in Pahrump. Come on out. Don't get your fill Saturday at the dirt track at LVMS. Come on down Sunday. Modified Sport Pod, West Coast Superstop, and the Bombers. Thank everybody for listening, and have a good night.
Thanks for listening.